The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. Al Jazeera tried their best to report on the situation in Palestine. And Al Jazeera tried its best to show, uncover the lies of the American and UK media corporations. But this effort had its casualties. In the war against the Iraqi people, there was a Shaheed, a martyr of duty, Tariq Ayub. Tariq Ayub was the journalist. Tariq Ayub was the Al Jazeera journalist who was killed by the American missiles. And do not be mistaken, it was as if Bush put a gun to his head and fired the bullet himself. Today, we have his wife, a mother, a widow, the wife of Tariq Ayub, Dima Tabu.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Assalamu alaikum. When I first was asked to speak this honorable gathering, I hesitated a bit due to the state of despair I'm living in. But suddenly, a flash of the thousands of free souls marching through the streets of London rekindled my belief in the brethren of mankind, in truth, freedom, and justice. We must ask ourselves the question, why in the 21st century there are still double and sometimes triple standards for the value of human life? Your life is worth nothing, or $35 sometimes, if you're an Afghani killed in Kabul by, in a wedding reception by bombers. It's worth nothing if you are an English cameraman trying to reveal the truth in Palestine, such as James Miller. Your life and the life of your families are worth nothing if you are Tariq Ayub, if you are Gabby Rado, if you are Jose Cusu, and if you're Mazendana. It's still less in worth if you are an American peace activist standing in the face of an Israeli bulldozer trying to save a Palestinian home from being destructed. As a Muslim, and I'm very proud of being one, Islam taught me that no matter how different people seem to be, there's always an arena in which they can meet and cooperate with the difference of all. I used to believe that difference doesn't necessarily mean elimination or taking others away. It necessarily believes that diversity creates enrichment. I was never a defeatist or an optimist or a pessimist. Every day, I wake up with the intention of carrying on. Every day, I wake up with the intention of following the silver lining in the clouds covering my life. Every day I sleep, putting myself to bed, hoping that tomorrow will be more optimistic and more hopeful. But these hopes vanish as I cry myself to sleep. This is my last family picture. This is Tariq, a loving father and a husband. This is Tariq, the correspondent of Al Jazeera News in Baghdad. And this is Tariq dead. And this is my life, a collection of pictures and memories. Last Tuesday was my 27th birthday. I celebrated in tears, waiting for the bouquet of roses that never came. The only words that were repeated over and over in my mind was those of the American general who said when asked about the killing of my husband, "Sorry, but we don't know the location of the journalists except who's accompanying our troops." Is this what I'm supposed to tell my two-year-old Fatima? That the people who killed her father say sorry, but they didn't know through their maps, through their accurate radars, and even collaborators, and the location that was given previously by Al Jazeera over to the Pentagon, that they didn't know that her father and his colleagues were there, and the bombs were led astray to rest in her father's heart, killing him instantly. Is this what I'm supposed to tell her?
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Am I supposed to tell her that the people who killed her father were never brought to justice and probably were awarded military honors for their performance during war? Maybe my life or happiness came to an end on that Black Tuesday of April 8th. But I still have one last dream. It's a big one, but it's my dream and I'll try to pursue it as much as possible. I still have a dream that Fatima and your children and the children of the world will live a better future of security, love, and understanding. Oh yes. Oh yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that the sunshine of freedom will shine in Palestine, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and every place with untold sorrows in the world. I have a dream that no more wives will lose their husbands, children, their parents, and families, their loved ones. I have a dream that Ali, the Iraqi child, whose family were burned into ashes and who was himself burned, legs amputated and hand amputated, will find a helping hand and a loving heart to embrace him. I have a dream that children like Muhammad Adura in Palestine, Iman Hadjo, the children of the world who died in this vain war, will rest in peace. There's a proverb that says, the eldest die and the youngsters forget. I hope this gathering here today will be a challenge to that, and that our anger, sadness, and rage will be a driving force to stop and prevent war. Yeah. I'm very grateful to have been given the chance to speak to you today. But be assured that there are millions of people over there noticing, suffering silently without being noticed or heard. Please try to reach them with a sincere deed, because a sincere and strong deed is worth a million words. Please don't make Iraq another Palestine. Please don't let us gather 50 years later from now, speaking still about Iraq as we still do about Palestine. Please let Let's gather here again to celebrate the freedom of both. Thank you very much. May Allah bless you and your family.
Allahu Akbar! Allah.